there's a poignant message that you want to get across.
It is indeed. It's an appeal I'd like to put out for a young Yitnabi man. His name is Dean McElwain. And his grandfather had passed away the 12th afternoon. Dean went and seen his grandfather on the 13th, and he hasn't been seen since. He was last seen, actually, I think, Kermoney, around about 1 o'clock on the 13th. The PSNI in Yitnabi has been looking for him. There's a big rally at the back of the City Hall tonight. Belfast City Council's putting it on, and we're appealing for people to come and look for him in Belfast or the Yitnabi area.
There is a social media campaign. I've noticed the reference to Dean. I've retweeted it as well. Just remind us of Dean's age and his appearance, Raymond.
Okay. Dean McElwain, he's age 22. He described as 5'8" in height, medium built with brown hair. Brown eyes, sorry. He's dark hair with a beard. He also has sleeve tattoos on both arms. He was wearing a light-coloured T-shirt. He had denim shorts and flip-flops on. And they say the last time he was seen was in the Kermoney area on the 13th. His grandfather's funeral is tomorrow afternoon, and the whole family is distraught, and we're just appealing for anybody to help us. And Dean, if you are listening, please get in touch with your mum and dad, and we're all here for you.
Yeah, it may be that Dean has faced up to some difficulty, maybe a mental difficulty. He may have some interruption to his thought process. He may be depressed, maybe concerned. And of course, he may be listening at this present moment in time. He may have just chosen to be alone for a while. And if he has simply chosen to be alone, your message to him is that the family's really worried, and they'd love him just to make contact. He doesn't necessarily have to return, but just to make contact and speak to the like of yourself, Raymond, or to some other family members.
Definitely. That's hopefully he is listening, or anybody that knows anything, how little, to get in touch with the police at Yitnabi. But much, much appreciate it.
And would he have a wide friends circle? Would a lot of other 20-somethings know him quite well?
Yeah, he's very well known. There's actually 15,000 shares out at the moment. It's going around the media, Facebook, as you know. So we're just appealing for any help whatsoever, because the young man's father, Dean's grandfather, sorry, has his funeral tomorrow afternoon.
Are you concerned that Dean was worried about his granda? He was upset that his grandfather had died? Is that part of the concern?
I think, yes, it could have been. He was close to the grandfather and the grandmother. It could have something to do with it. I don't know the exact details, but I'm just appealing because it's my wife's cousin's son.
Okay, so the whole family circle's doing their very best to try and locate Dean. And hopefully he may be listening, or he's with friends, or maybe he's just somewhere at the moment where he needs to be and wants to be alone. If he's maybe interacting with a small number of people, and some of you guys are listening to the programme and you know where Dean is, just to let the family know, because it's incredibly worrying, just to let the family know. And if anyone has any information whatsoever after the spotting in Kermoney, that was on the 13th of July.
That's right, Frank. That's right.
So if anyone knows anything about his whereabouts after the afternoon of the 13th of July, you'd like to hear about that.
Definitely. That would be fantastic. Any information whatsoever, how little, just because the funeral's tomorrow, and it's very stressing for the whole family of them.
Raymond, thank you for coming on, and our thoughts very much with the McElwain family. And Dean, if you are listening to the programme, please get in touch with your family circle.